When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Chase.
And I'm Timothy.
And this is Customer Service.
And we're live. Timothy Grindle, how are we doing, buddy?
Should have checked levels first. Watched you blow that bitch out. I did. I gave you a 3-2-1 count.
You did give me a 3-2-1.
And then you jumped right in, which was fine. But then you immediately blew the hell out of the mic. Plus, we got different mics. Yeah. Shout out again, Hyde Music. In Appleton, Wisconsin, the number one motherfucking homies. I'm sure that's the plug that they want.
Yeah.
Like a family music store. But they helped us out. So we got new mics, but Chase still uses his like he's in a hardcore band and puts his mouth. I watch him get closer and closer and closer to it, but it doesn't. We don't need to do that anymore.
The way that I just came in is... I don't know that you'll know this. I know it because of Mike, my old roommate, Chris Matthews from MSNBC.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? His lips are always wet.
Yep. His lips are always wet. My buddy
Tyler, who you met, he did a really good Chris Matthews impression. I remember when one night he did it, and I wasn't ready for it. And it's one of those things where like, I don't think he realized that I would know Chris Matthews, and I didn't think that he would do a Chris Matthews impression. But sure. When it hit, dude, I was in stitches. Like I remember just like near vomiting, just the funniest thing.
Specific impressions are the best ones. Yeah. Like nobody needs to see a Donald Trump impression ever again at this point in life, or any president for that matter. Really.
Yeah. We've already seen the best ones.
But I love it. Like there was a kid in school who would do an impression of the weatherman from our town, and it was just so good. And like it was really, it was a lot of physical comedy because it was the way he'd walk across the screen that was very funny. Like he looked because he walked like the penguin, so it was really good. So I don't like impressions, but when they're very very specific to like you and the other person, do hit very.
No, well. I'm not gonna lie, I like impressions, but I like what you're saying too, where it's like, damn, this is a deep cut. Only you and I'll know this one.
What we like is characters.
That's, I like characters because as I'm even saying it, I was thinking this isn't an impression, but man, I still think about that kid I said to you last week who was able to con your way into the dorm. By having a bunch of change in his pocket.
Yeah, shout out Ethan. I wish I could remember his last name.
Threw a bunch of change on the ground and said, go.
he had a widow's peak, but his hairline wasn't receding. It was just like, he had like a great hairline, like down to his eyebrows, but then a widow's peak also, like a Dracula.
Yeah.
And then he kept it buzzed.
Yeah.
And he was a pretty short guy. He wore very baggy pants. I've already mentioned that.
Yeah.
He always had like a Deftone shirt on, like the horniest Deftone shirt you could find.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just had this way about him, was just constantly trying to bum cigarettes. People, that was kind of his whole vibe. He was a good guy, though.
Oh man,
there's no way he finished school.
Yeah, some of those kids are just still there, dude.
I remember him being like really stressed out because he lived in like my hall, and he was really stressed out like towards the end of the year.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, bro, finals, dude. And he's like, no, I just realized that I haven't paid for school at all. Like they're gonna kick me out. And I'm like, you got all this way? They let you get to finals, and they're like, now you're out. But apparently, that was the deal.
Damn.
So I don't think he got it figured out. I don't know what he does now.
It was a dry run.
Not great. It's probably not great. But he was a smart kid. He's just you know how like sometimes you have those friends? I mean, this is probably specific to you and I, but those friends who are like, you look like an idiot, but they're kind of smart, or at least they got a smart way of talking.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of like that.
There were a lot of kids that, they were smart, but like they were backwards. This is, I'm going to tell a story. This is not a smart kid. But, you know, so it doesn't necessarily fit this bill, but popped into my head. There was this one kid named Brad. I won't say his last name, but I went to school with him probably for like 13 years. Just one of those kids that like we never really hit it off, but we went to school for our entire lives together.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I remember one time he was telling us a story about we had all gotten our cars and this and that. And he was like, yeah, you know, I hit a deer out on J Road and chased it down and slit its neck and threw it in the back of the trunk. Free deer. Yeah.
God.
So that was like, that was definitely.
I don't like that
kid. But when I think of that, like there were definitely some kids who like grew up in the country hunting and shit.
Free
but really,
deer. Is he normally
paying
for
it?
For
didn't
deer?
Have to use the ammunition.
Oh, Jesus, God in heaven.
So.
Well, thank God we made it out of there.
We did, buddy.
Don't have to hang out with those kids anymore.
We did.
We went to a place where it's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how was your weekend?
It was good, dude. Woke up Saturday morning, hit Babette's.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, it didn't take it easy.
went and got a pastry.
I would say we did it. This weekend was not a super take it easy. Yeah, Saturday morning, woke up, went and got Babette's, went with our Discord member. I don't know if he wants me to say his name, and his wife and Michan. So set up shop on the rooftop, had plenty of little pastries, little coffee drinks, bullshitted for a couple hours. That was nice. And then did a bunch of yard work, which you love, but did a bunch of yard work. And then Sunday, went and saw Dune. Stellar.
So you were right. You really did not take it easy.
Buddy.
That's like three that's three whole things, and two of them weren't at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Two that's of the that, three that, items you did.
That's the operative thing is when you're not at home.
I also want it to be noted that if you think he went to Dune in the evening, that is not the case, because he texted me at 3 and said he saw it. It's a 3-hour movie. I'm like, I answered the text and I'm like, did he go to that movie at noon?
I did.
What the hell is wrong? Are you a child?
It
who
was
goes
sick.
To a movie at noon?
Well, here's the thing. Loretta came with us.
Unless you're unemployed.
Loretta came with us and she works. She's a bartender. So she had to work at 8.
Okay.
So we were like, let's get it out of the way. Somewhat and fair. She had to drive all
let's
the way
get
from
get it
Denver.
Out of the way. It's a movie.
It was fucking sick, though. Let me tell you all the food we got. We got a big-ass thing
already,
of popcorn.
Already, that it's more than popcorn is unacceptable to me, but go ahead.
I will say, Michelle and I looked at each other last night, and we're like, we gotta cool it, because we were being wild with our food. We got medium popcorn between the three of us. Medium popcorn,
okay, so far fine. We're going downhill quick, but still, we're still in the acceptable, somewhat acceptable.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if I went to someone with them to a movie and they had a hot dog next to me, I'd be like, I'm not going to sit next to you. I'm going to sit like three rows down.
medium popcorn, hot dog, a Sprite, a Pepsi. Then there's Cheetos popcorn.
Wait a minute. Where were you that you got a Sprite and a Pepsi?
Well, Michelle and I got the Pepsi, Loretta got the Sprite, but I'm just going to go ahead and
count
it all.
But that's Coke products and Pepsi products.
It was a Pepsi. I had a Pepsi.
Then it was a Sierra Mist or whatever that's called now.
Maybe she called it a Sprite.
Okay.
But you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I actually think that she's more partial to 7-Up. I told you.
Still weird.
Yeah. But
it's called something different now. It has like a new name.
Starry.
What a bad name.
Starry took over Sierra Mist.
Yeah.
It's fine, dude. Like, honestly, it's like Sierra Mist was just fine.
Everything from Pepsi sucks, though.
Except for Pepsi.
Nope, that's an insane take, an absolutely insane take.
I love Pepsi, dude. I told you.
God, I hope the Discord attacks you for this one. That is just, incorrect statement.
I'm not saying that I would take Pepsi over Coke. I think that I would take regular Pepsi over regular Coke, but flavored Coke over everything else. And God bless my grandma, but we all know that part of her plight in her health was the amount of Pepsi she drank.
Gold Pepsi. Nuts.
Crazy.
For so many reasons, it's crazy.
Okay, but listen. Popcorn, medium popcorn. Then there was Cheetos popcorn, which
was illegal.
Cheetos dusted.
Disgusting.
With Cheetos
absolutely
in it.
Disgusting. You know what? We were talking about the big theaters versus, because I go to a theater in Boulder. It's not big.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's fine.
It's
very
still
clean.
A nice theater. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's not like the metropolis you imagine.
They
when
have
you think of like a big
they
city
have
theater.
Like the IMAX experience, but it's not the like go back. Well, I mean, they're like nicer seats, but it's not the. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we
I used to drive out. Now I don't care to anymore.
We used to go to the one at the we saw John Wick 3. When
was that the last movie you saw in theater?
No, I saw Dune after that.
So you've the last movie you saw in theaters was Dune 1?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, sorry. Go back to your disgusting this.
We know the drinks. I've already said them. Medium popcorn, Cheetos dusted popcorn that had Cheetos in it. An order of Mott sticks.
Ew, it had Cheetos in it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Chase, why?
Buddy, I'm thinking, you know what? I'm thinking there might be a new at-home hack.
That's not a hack. That's disgusting.
It was stellar.
Abby does a thing that I will say is good, but I would never do it by myself. If she does it, I'll eat it, and it's kind of good. She asks for the jalapenos that you can get with the nachos. You can just get those, and she puts them in the popcorn and like shakes it up.
Really?
It is pretty good.
Here's the thing.
It's a little gross for me, but
wet
it is.
Fucking jalapenos. Listen.
No. The fucking things are covered in salt, dude. By the time they're not really
you don't
that.
Notice.
It's not. Yeah, it's not really that.
Oh
it's
my god.
Because you know
to
I wouldn't do it
this,
if that was
yell through this wall and tell Abby what a great idea.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
I will try that next time. Mozzarella sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And then God, a chicken sandwich and fries.
Where do you think you are? You're in a movie theater.
I was panicking because when I was ordering, I couldn't tell if I was ordering for just Michelle and I or the three of us. So I assumed that I had to have enough food to cover three bodies. I ended up eating
most
of it.
That is a chicken sandwich at a movie theater.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
As I did it, I was like, this is not right. But
they shouldn't allow you back into that movie theater.
The amount of stuff that I had carrying in there. And then also the movie ends and Loretta, she goes, oh, look, totally forgot. I'll take this on my way out. It was a hot dog. The hot dog was sitting next to me the whole entire time. And I kept thinking like, I know she ate that hot dog. Why does it still smell like hot dog in here?
It's a 3-hour movie and you guys have consumed upwards of 6,000 calories.
I had my day's worth of calories, and I won't need sodium until April. But
I hate this. That's too many things at the movie theater.
But I will say I learned a lesson. You don't need that much. You just need a big popcorn.
I don't even get a popcorn anymore.
Really?
I just get a drink. I do like, and the Coke Freestyle machines, which used to be fun, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now they're like, it's just syrup and ice. You know what I mean? It's like, there's no soda in those things anymore. I don't know if they've just...
You say they come stronger? Like,
it tastes like syrup to me, yeah. Nothing else. Yeah. And it's just not, it's too much.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might even be off that at this point, but I do like to get a cherry vanilla Coke Zero, which is pretty twisted for me.
Yeah,
but never more than that.
Coke Zero.
Every once in a blue moon, what I really like to do is I go to the Walgreens first. I get a coconut water and I get peanut M&Ms and put them in my pockets and I just do that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
you get the when you go.
I brought coffee in there before. I just bring a little thermos
brought
full
her,
of coffee.
She brought her Starbucks. Nobody gave a fuck. I would have went to Starbucks beforehand had I just assumed that. They don't care.
I'm surprised you guys didn't have fucking egg bites and a sausage sandwich and a fucking three Stanley mugs between the
Caesar salad that I got from every Tuesdays.
Good Lord.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Applebee's to go.
Yeah.
You have a picnic in this bitch.
Yeah. I will say, though, it was a lot of food and it was unnecessary. But
here's the acceptable things at a movie theater, in my opinion. Not one time I made the mistake of getting a large drink. That's absolute insanity.
Dude,
it's too much.
I got a medium.
A medium.
It was like the size of like a 2X from McDonald's or something.
Yeah, it's
like,
crazy.
It was way too much.
So you get like a medium or lower drink is okay.
Yeah.
If you're at a nice one that has a coffee, that's okay too. Because if you go to like, not Landmark, there used to be one in Chicago we'd go to that was really nice and they had like an espresso machine. That was my dream movie theater. It was civilized.
Yeah.
People did not behave like you did in the movie theater. Like the Beverly Hillbillies got invited to the movie theater.
Yeah.
And if you get a candy, it has to come in the little box, nothing else, not a bag, little box. You know what I'm mm-hmm. talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It only exists
about.
At the movie theater.
Yeah.
And then medium or smaller popcorn.
Yeah.
Everything else is crazy.
Next time I go, I don't need all the other fixins. I just
don't
want a large popcorn.
Until Dune 3 comes out, you ain't going
in like
back,
5 years.
Yeah.
No, you know what?
I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say, and it's going to drive me crazy.
What? I
it's
would
like,
say
it's
trailers?
Like you're here to drive me crazy today. you came into the one thing I do in my free time and just fucked
and
it up
I'm
so bad.
Dude, that Furiosa movie is going to bang.
I knew it was it. Oh,
I'm stoked.
I hate those dirty, filthy movies so much. I hate the way they look. It makes
dude, they
me
do.
Feel... physically uncomfortable.
I want to know how, because they do, there's something, okay, similar to how like Good
like,
Times
like
or Uncut Gems. You know how like they film from far down the street, so then the Mad Max movies, it feels like they record them and then speed them up slightly so the motions are like unnatural.
This is what I don't understand. Like for all the things that you don't like, how do you like that? It looks like Halloween. It looks like adult Halloween come to life.
I just think it's badass. I like all the vehicles and shit.
Like the vehicles.
Just tell the truth.
I just like, I can't do it. I really, those in particular, I knew it when I saw it. I was like, oh, Chase would like
He's
this.
He's gonna love this
and
shit.
But it makes me, like the way that they're colored, like the color correction they do.
Really orange.
All
it's
the
CSI
stupid,
Miami.
It feels a little Hot Topic-y to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't. I saw that first one and everyone was like, that kicks ass. I'm like, you guys are all out of your
mind.
You
didn't enjoy that a little. Oh, man.
You were okay. All your issues with things, and you were okay with the man hanging off the front of a thing playing an electric guitar, like bad music.
That was the sickest thing on the whole thing. When he shoots forward and you can't see
his eyes. You drive me crazy. You drive me
crazy.
He's
literally shaking.
It's like the things that I can't. You're a little. It's like Abby, where like the things that she'll say do not correspond to the things that she does, mm-hmm. and it's like mm-hmm. you don't understand. I am a person who lives that needs rules. You set the rules. Yeah. Fine, I accept your insanity. The things yeah. you the sane rules you set, I accept them. But then you deviate from them, uh-huh. and it's like, what are you doing?
Hey, man, Mad Max is tight, man.
Ugh, I probably will be in trouble for this take, but I really hate those movies. I hate the way they look.
I hear what you're saying, but I love the world that they built. I like the world. I also equally like the Dune world.
Well, at least the Dune world, I don't know. It's okay. I don't
Bro.
Know. We can get into it.
Yeah, because I know
I'll let you go first. No one is going to like my takes, so
there,
it's fine.
There are, okay, I will say this. I would like, as soon as it comes out to rent, I would like to watch it again because I liked the first one more with the second watch. There are things that I think that I'm not necessarily connecting. I still have to understand
the
players.
Did you watch the first one before you went into this one, like recently?
We watched the tail end.
I watched this one and then literally went to the movies like an hour later.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
This, yeah.
Jesus Christ, you put in 6 hours.
Yeah.
In the Dune universe.
I had to break it up a lot because I have like a kid, so I'd watch a third of it and then do something and then a third of it, which is honestly fine. The first one I thought was okay.
They had to set the scene, though, right?
I do not like a lot. First of all, I read the books a long time ago, and I was into the Dune world, and then it got like, and then I loved the like Jodorowsky's Dune. Have you ever seen that? The documentary about the guy who made Dune. He's like a nutcase. Yeah, really cool.
It was gonna. He had like all these famous people,
Geiger and all this shit. But I'm not like pretentious about it. I think, and I honestly think the book is just fine. I'm not like a huge hard science fiction guy. I think I had a moment where I was into it, but it's fine. I don't like anything like Star Wars, any of this bullshit where it's like, here's an hour of bureaucracy. Here's who keeps our taxes. Here's where we file our, here's where we write down our fake history. It's like, who fucking cares? Like, nobody wants this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? No one wants to hear the politics of a planet that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear the politics of the planet of the, I don't want to hear the politics of the state I live in if I don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let alone some world. And then I have to like it wants you to assume so much.
Are you saying this is the first Dune?
Yeah,
primarily. Yeah,
and that was my main problem with it. I was like, we don't need another one of these. Like, just tighten up the movie making process a little bit. You know what I mean? Movies don't need to be 3 hours. That's fucking crazy.
Oh, see, I disagree. I enjoyed it. I like being in for the long haul.
Then fine. If you're into slow cinema, fine. I accept that. I just went on and on about Wim Wenders last time we were on this.
Yeah,
but I'm.
Was that Perfect Days?
Perfect Days. I'm fine with slow cinema, but then take your fucking time. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Not every single scene needs to be filled with, and then this person signed this deed over to this person, and then this thing, but and it's like, shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up. Quit. This isn't that important.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We didn't need to know that much. The Bible was more succinct than this thing is. You know what I mean? So
But aren't the books quite a long haul? Like, you sit in scenes for a long time and with a lot of minute detail?
Yeah. Yeah, but like, it does not visually allow you to do it. You have to do the brain work that this should be allowing you to do. Which I don't think it does a bad job of. Compared to like most science fiction, it still lets you sit in scenes a little bit longer and like just tonally allows them to like play out a little bit more. So I'll give it that. But at the end of the day, it's like sometimes when these types of movies take themselves this seriously, it's like, all right, just calm down. You know what I mean? It's like action movie.
Was there things in Dune 2 that you really enjoyed? Were there
I'll
parts
say this.
That you...
Dune 2 is better than Dune 1.
I agree. Now that I know the players a little bit more, too, again, I still think that I need to digest it again, but some of that shit is dope. Dude, I guess it would be like the Harkonnen, who are all like...
Spoil it for anyone.
No, but the scene where they're... But the scene where they're in their world and it's all kind of monochrome, you know, black and white more or less... I thought so many things about that were so sick. Those weird they were in all black with like the weird heads. Yeah. You know, I just thought so many aspects of it. The worlds that were built were really cool, and you get to live in them a little bit more than I thought in Dune 1. You get to a little bit more understand like what the places are like rather than setting the scene.
Yeah. It gives a little bit more like useful backstory rather than non-useful backstory, which I would say is most of the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the stuff that they, sometimes they just want you to, they want things to be so epic. And then sometimes it's like, this isn't that big of a deal. Like, you know, his dad getting killed in a hallway. It was like, all right. The first one, I didn't spoil it. If you didn't see it, I don't care. I mean, you know what I mean? Get to it.
Yeah.
There needs to be less. It's like 6 months, I think you have. If you haven't seen a movie in 6 months, then get to it or, you know, don't listen to things about it. But like, you know, a lot of the things that like the gravitas that it wanted to have over and over in the first one, I was just like, meh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like none of the characters were likable. I think his mom was the most likable one. And then she kind of was a lot less likable in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sort of it.
Yeah, which is what I'm also still figuring out. We
can't
really get too much
into that.
Again,
there's certain things where if you've read the books, it helps.
Mm-hmm.
I probably don't need to bridge as many gaps as you need. Again, it's probably not. Now, the problem with the books is it does a lot of the this person. It lays more out. That's actually visually probably easier to understand than them being like wanting you to assume a lot of things like the movies one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this one is – I liked this movie much better because it didn't take itself quite so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It had like training montages, you know what I mean? Which I – like that's the only thing that anyone likes about any Spider-Man movies. That's why they keep rebooting them. It's because we just want to see him work through the new shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you want like a human person that is working through concepts and feels human and real.
Yeah.
And this is a lot more of that, at least in the beginning. So I thought it was good. It had lighter moments.
Yeah.
I still think the main problem with Dune – and I can't tell if it's on purpose. If somebody tells me it's on purpose, I'll let it go. Because the dialogue in the Dune books is very much like the dialogue in the movies, where it's sparse and weird. And I think it's supposed to be kind of weird. I think so. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give it that. I'm gonna assume that it's supposed to be. So I'll give it that. But I also think that the acting in the Dune movies is about as mid as acting can be. And it actually, I had a thought after the next day. Where it was like, this has tons of up-and-coming actors in it. You know what I mean? Chalamet, who is like not necessarily up-and-coming, but certainly like
he's one
still
of them. Yeah.
Building. You know what I mean? It's got Zendaya, who I got done with this movie and gone, do I like Zendaya? I want to like – I love Zendaya. I've always thought I did.
Mm-hmm.
But then whenever I've been like outside of Euphoria, I don't know what I like her in.
Mm-hmm.
She had that – I was really excited about that Malcolm and Marie movie or whatever it was that was just supposed to be like acting, you know, capital A acting. And the acting was not great. That was really the problem with the movie in my opinion. Hmm. The writing might have been a little bit of the problem too. But I didn't really love it. Can't really think of other things I really like her in. Spider-Man movies, she just plays a moody teen. It's not like anyone, and it's over dramatic. Anyone could do that. Although I do think those movies are well written for Marvel movies, but that's with a big caveat.
Yeah, sure. The Tobey Maguire one was.
I'm very excited to see Challengers, the tennis movie with her, because she can play an adult for the first time. So I'm gonna give it until Challengers, but if by Challengers, I'm not sold, I might be off Zendaya.
Interesting.
Just not sure I get it.
What do you think about Christopher Walken being in it? I thought the same thing too. I thought the exact same thing. I was like, damn, nobody told him to not do his thing
for the thing, you know. Yeah. But he also can't. You can't be mad at Christopher Walken. So he can't be on a side that you're not on. You know what I mean? Like I can't be mad at him. He can't play.
No,
evil.
I agree. I did think it was weird that he was the bad guy.
Chalamet can't deliver a line to save his life. Sorry to everyone that likes him, but like the man can't deliver a line.
No, but I kind of chalked.
He
it
looks
up.
Good.
Is it campy? You know what I mean? Is it being its own thing? I don't know. I'm far from a cinephile. I fucking watch a couple.
I don't know. Chalamet's line deliveries in these movies, I think, is really rough.
Yeah.
It's really hard for me to take seriously. It feels like I'm sorry that everyone's going to get mad at me. It feels a little like a high school play.
Yeah.
His version of like really playing to the back of the room, but like it feels fake. Like it feels forced. Like it doesn't feel, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even seasoned actors, but this is the problem. Like seasoned actors like a Brolin though are also kind of doing the same sort of line delivery. So maybe it's just directing. Maybe
you know
it's
what?
Writing. I'll give it that.
On that note, there was a lot more humor in this one.
Yeah.
A lot more of laughs.
It needed some brevity, though, because that's the problem. Like, it's like some of these movies to me where it's like you take yourself so seriously, but the acting isn't there. it doesn't work then.
Yeah.
You can take a small movie and put great acting into it, and it'll have the heaviness.
Yeah.
And the acting is the main problem. Yeah. It looks great. Visually, if everyone's just like, I like the movie because I like to go and look at it, totally get you. Yeah. It's worth the money to go do that.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
It looks fucking great. It's cool. It feels big. It feels hollow. It feels like Dune.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
A plus on all that front. I just think like, I mean, Anya Taylor-Joy, I was just thinking about her because of Furiosa, yeah, but yeah. She wasn't in it a ton. I also started being like, why do I like her? It. I always say I like her, but other than The Witch, I'm not sure what I liked her in. And she barely speaks
in
that.
Oh, see, I don't know her in The Witch. I know her in Queen's Gambit. I know her in The Menu. I like The Menu. Same. It was weird.
I liked the movie. Yeah. I thought it was a fun movie. It's just a fun movie. It's not, mm-hmm.
It's, no, it's just a fun watch.
Felt a little like it was trying to come off the heels of Parasite a little bit, but I understand what it is. Mm. I liked it.
In the Eat the Rich kind of thing. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You know, it's still a fun movie. But her acting, I wouldn't say, is standout in that by any stretch. I think that's why I think it got played down because of her acting, to be honest with you, because it's a little flat.
Interesting.
The only person that's good that I think delivers lines well and is consistently has, because Chalamet's, I think half the reason he's considered good is because he picks good projects. So shout out his managers. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like he's always in good projects. I can't think of anything
big
bad he's been
things,
really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he picks good projects. But ooh, you know what? I'm going to take that back. Anyone who isn't on board with me and hasn't seen his Woody Allen movie, again,
what is
could
it?
Be Woody Allen's fault. Could, you know what I mean? I forget what it's called. It sucks. It's terrible. You would not like it. But maybe it's the writing. Maybe it's just him trying to deliver what he was told to deliver. But it is I turned it off. I mean, I rarely turn off movies. I got 30, 40 minutes in and was like, I cannot do this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's making me uncomfortable. I hate the way everything about it's bad. I mean, it's like a Woody Allen movie. I mean, normally I can, you know, fuck Woody Allen, but I can get on board.
Yeah.
But his last movies are terrible. We're a way off base now. Florence Pugh is great in it. She does a great
job.
She's also good in everything that she's been in.
Yeah, I
can't
think
of anything
think she's
that
really
she's
cool.
Not the star, quite frankly, even when she's not the star, because her acting, and she picks great things, and she's measured.
Agreed.
And good.
Yeah.
So overall, I'm going to tell you, I like the movie as a blockbuster movie.
Yeah.
I think it has flaws that people will overlook because it's a blockbuster movie.
Yeah. Well, it's,
you know, makes sense.
Yeah. I liked it. But I come back to the thing. I just need to rewatch it to have a proper. I still don't fully.
Pacing was really good. I'll give it that. Pacing was great. I mean, considering it's a long movie, it clipped along just fine.
I'm happy you see more of the Shai Hulud thing. Like, I thought that was sick.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the coolest part about Dune, too.
So sick,
it's good that
dude.
We spent a little bit more time there and less time watching that guy get in and out of baths. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean? And he it looked good the first time he rose up, you know what I mean? And then you're like, okay, he's got to do something else here because who cares at this point?
You know when they're like, units rise, and they run to the top of the hill and then just keep floating?
Yeah.
I thought that was badass as fuck, though, I think.
It looks like scuba divers where it kind of takes a while.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm open to, like, excuse me, all the things that, like, look weird about it and stuff and, like, the aesthetics. I'm on board. I would say that, like, it rode the line when they were in black and white. For me, of getting corny.
Oh, like, see, that's where I liked
it
most.
It gets a little that fake gothy that I struggle with, where it's like, this isn't scary to me because it's not weird enough. This isn't Suspiria.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's not.
Movie freaky.
Yeah, it's not quite there on freakiness, but it's, you know, and again, it's hard because I think it's hard to like judge blockbuster movies, even though they should be judged harder. But I'm like, I understand this has to like please a lot of people. And if it gets too weird, it's going to get into different territory. And I understand. But, we got a little, when he was like licking the blade, it's like, okay, come on. You know, guy listens to Atreyu, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, come on, bro. Austin Butler looked great, but his acting also dismal.
Yeah, but again, I couldn't tell, is it like, is that the,
that's where I'm, that's know? Where I'm saying, yeah, I'm giving it out. I'm just being critical because it's fun to be critical.
Mm-hmm. That is your like defining trait.
But it is like, if I just cut out his scenes and I just showed you a montage of his scenes and I don't tell you've never seen the movie and I say, what do you think of this acting? You'd be like, this seems a little forced.
Yeah.
Seems like why is he stop doing the voice?
Oh, don't do the voice.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's a little, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, but he looked good. I mean, he looked weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else did you do this weekend?
All that build up too. And then towards the end, you know, I'm not going to break anything, but like, it's a little like, I don't know. That's the problem. Dune is good at making things big and epic. And then sometimes the payoff is like, that's it?
I know what you're saying too.
I mean, overall, the last movie, this movie had a million of those where it's like it's a lot of buildup to like plateau.
Oh, it happened.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
oh, there we go. You know what I mean? That's it.
Yeah.
So, but his fight scenes were good. I think all the choreography and fight scenes and set design, obviously, well, that's mostly CGI, I would imagine, but the wardrobe and
you know, I will say we watched, as we were leaving, I was watching the trailers and shit, and they were crediting a lot of set design things in Hungary. So they must have filmed in Hungary somewhere.
Yeah. It looks great. If you're looking to go see a big movie and get your money's worth, like you're going to do that.
Yeah, go do 100%. That, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Get a Pepsi.
If you're going and you want to order 15 things off the off the AMC menu, then, you know.
Poor kid that took our order, bro. He couldn't have been working there for more than the 10 minutes that we stood in line.
Where are those even at here? Where do we keep those?
It was insane. It was when we were talking to him, it was like I could see his brain starting to putter out. And I was like, dude, this is, you've been working here for 10 minutes, is what it felt like. And I really hit him with a behemoth of an order.
I made a girl's night because we were at the, you know, I was getting my drink and my one drink. Like I said.
You just go by yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We have a kid, so it's easier than getting a babysitter.
Honestly, truthfully,
I really prefer going to the movies by myself to have my own experience and not get distracted and or, you know, worry about what anyone else is doing or, you know. So I like that. And I like to go late. I don't go to anything before 9:45.
Yeah.
That's when I like to go because there's nobody there.
Yeah.
It's great. So I went and I'm a member of the movie theater because all those things are great. What I want is the AMC one, but we don't have one of those here. So
is the AMC would be out in Flatirons. Is that the one we would go to?
It's okay too, but it's just I don't want to drive that far for
it's not 20 from your crib like 20 minutes at
least.
And
again, I always say the movies that I see are not getting put in the cool theater anyway, so it doesn't. I'm just going to go sit in the small theater they have, so it doesn't really matter. I ordered a drink. He's like, oh, you're a member, blah, blah, blah. Let me go get you the special thing. And I was like, oh, no, they're going to give me some weird Dune cup. The dussy. And they brought me this Taylor Swift cup. And they were like, oh, here you go. And I was like, okay, thanks, bro. And the girl behind me goes, you've got to be kidding me. And I went, what? Because like, she was talking to me. And she's like, those go for like a lot of money online. I wanted one so bad. And they were trying to charge me $40 last time. And I go, hey, bro, can I just get another one? Just like a second cup, just double cup. And this stoner kid was he just went and got one, and I was like, here you go. And she was like, you gotta be kidding me. And I was like, dude, you don't understand. And I was like, are they like worth a lot of money? And she's like, yeah. And they're worth like $50 online. Yeah,
sure.
That paid for my yearly membership, basically.
Yeah, bro, easy.
So,
dope.
So I'll sell
that's very kind of you.
Yeah, I'm never gonna sell it. I'm probably, you know what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna use it in all the video pods now.
Yeah,
but I like it, the idea that I could.
Yeah, it's fun to have little one-twos.
I feel like what I'll do is I'll keep it. It seems like something where it's like, if I wait until I'm like in my 70s, it'll be worth something because I'd be like getting a Led Zeppelin cup. You know, that's weird.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
No, I won't. I'll throw it away.
It'll go for more money on eBay during Taylor Smith's downfall.
Taylor Smith.
That's what Coop calls her.
Okay. Let's see. What else is going on besides us doing 20 minutes?
Yeah.
On Dune?
Sorry for the Dune talk.
We hadn't talked about it yet.
We specifically didn't talk about it.
Going to say out of 5 stars, I'm going to give it, I'd still give it 4.
Yeah. No, I really enjoyed it. And again, as soon as it comes out to rent, I will watch it again. I need to re-digest it. Now, having seen it, I'll come back to it and I'll connect some dots that I wasn't. Because I don't know the universe at all.
It's still better than any Star Wars movie that's come out ever.
Yeah, man,
so I'll say Star that right Wars. Now and that may rile people up again. It's better than any like trilogy. It's better than Lord of the Rings. It's better than all that stuff. So I'll still say, I still think it's good. It's just, I still have my own issues with it.
Yeah, yeah. Did you do anything else fun this weekend or no?
No, because I should probably get into my other thing.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Like air out what I did on Thursday when I went to the hospital.
Oh my God. Yeah, bro. Let's talk about it. Because, you know, we haven't talked. We don't even know the staff knows.
I'm like fine-ish now. Well, it's like, what am I going to do? They'll be like, hey, just to let you know, I'm fine, but let me tell you a backstory for no reason.
Yeah, yeah.
So on Thursday morning, I do my normal shit. We get up at like 6 in the morning so we can take Gia, because Gia goes to school early. Because I don't actually, the more I think about it, I don't understand why she goes to school so early, that gets out so early, but that's the way it goes. So we get up early, drop her off at school, drive her to school, do the drop off, go get coffee, come back home, hang out before we, because I was still, I wasn't feeling good enough to go to the gym.
Because usually you guys would go drop her off.
Normally go to the gym.
Go to the gym, yeah.
And I wasn't quite feeling good enough, like from the cold situation from that. I'm like, let's just give it, I just want to finish out the week. I want to go back, but I just want to give it to the week and just make sure I've got this, whatever this is out of me before I start working out again. I just don't want to get it started up again. So we go back home. Abby has just a regular doctor appointment. She's like, hey, I'm taking off. And I went to stand up to grab, like, I don't know what I was doing. I'm assuming I was standing up to grab the cat so the cat doesn't run outside because it wants to live outdoors. So I stand up and I go, whoa, I am really dizzy. You know, like when you stand up quick and you're like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? It throws your equilibrium off. And then I was like, she's like, you okay? I'm like, yeah, I think I'm fine. I think I'm just really dizzy. And so I was like, I'm going to stretch because I feel like that always helps if I like lay down and start doing stretches. If I feel dizzy it kind of gets rid of it. And it wasn't really going well. She's like, are you sure? Should I go? And I'm like, yeah, you're fine. I was like, maybe I'm having a panic attack because I've had those before. And then, you know, sometimes dizziness is a little associated with that. So I was like, that's weird. I don't have anything that's going on really. But, you know, but you never know. Like half the time when I've had them, it's like after the fact of, you know what I mean, being stressed out or whatever. And we've had an interesting start to our year. So maybe it was just catching up to me.
Yeah, been busy. Yeah.
So I thought that's what it might be. And then, so I'm like pacing around my house, trying to like actively ignore it, be like, just, I got to call, you know. So what I like to do if I'm ever in that situation, anxiety, panic, whatever it is, I'll do like, should I play guitar or piano or do something where I'm using my brain and body at the same time to like distract myself.
Kind of like snap yourself out of it, kind of, yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that's what I'll do. That's like my thing. So it's not working at all. Like the thing is, about halfway through her being gone for the hour she was gone, I'm like, this is maybe worse than, I don't know what this is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she gets home. She's like, well, I don't know what to do. This is it's a weird symptom to have to like, but it was, I mean, when I say dizzy, I mean like, I felt like I was going to, the only way I can describe it is when you drink too much and you get the spins.
Yep.
That's what it feels like. It feels like you can't, as soon as you let your brain go there, it's like it feels like you're spinning out. So if you're walking, you'll start like veering, you know what I mean? Cause it's just, you're completely off. And if you're sitting down, it feels like you're going to go through the floor. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It feels like gravity's heavy.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
So I was like, man, I can't shake it. You know what I mean? I really can't shake it. I don't know what it is. And she's like, well, why don't you go try to take, like, I take hot baths regularly. It's like the way that I can turn my brain off the best.
That's one of your things.
I've been doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, let me go try to do that. So I was like, I text you guys. I'm being a little bit late. I'm trying to work something out here. And so I'd like take a hot bath and I'm like, ooh, it was getting worse. You know what I mean? I realized since it was cause I was like laying my head back.
Yeah.
So it was worse. I get out of the bath. I like dry off, and I'm like, all right, I need to go to the hospital. You know what I mean? I don't know what this is, but I should go get this looked at because it feels like it's escalating.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, now thinking about it, I think I gave myself a panic attack, overthinking.
Sure.
Plus, like, you know, it's one of those things when something like that's getting actively worse. There's no like, take some ibuprofen or like, you know what I mean, lay down.
And it's not something you deal with regularly.
Yeah, no. You know? So I'm like, shit, dude, like I can't drive like this. I can't go to work like this. I'm like, I feel like I can't sit still, but I also can't move really. So we go to the doctor. I'm now in full panic mode because I'm also at the doctor, which I don't love being a doctor. That's been going on for a long time. It just makes me really anxious.
Yeah.
And they look at me and they have me do all these weird tests, like, stand up, sit down, touch this, do this, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, it's really weird. Like, you're fine. You're like, your eyes are following. You're not having any other things. So let me do this other thing where I'm like, look this way, look down, look up. And when it looked up, I was like, that's when it's happening. Like, it's getting like, when I looked up, I felt like I was going to fall down. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? So I'm like, whatever it is, it's like, that's the balance piece that's really off for me. So they go, here's the thing. The only way we can kind of move forward is if you want to do a CAT scan. And I was like, all right, well, me immediately being like, well, I don't need to do that. That's too much. Let's just get out of here. It'll go away on its own. This guy's saying I'm pretty much okay. And he was like, sir, if you came all the way here, it's obviously bad enough that you should have this looked at just so that at least you don't go home and spin out wondering what it is.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, fine, whatever. And they're like, cool. And then they just like instantly, because the Boulder hospitals, there's not much going on there. So
you
like
go to one, it was down on Arapahoe, right?
Yeah, it's where Gia was born. Mm-hmm. And when Gia was born, there was no one else even on the hall. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I've never been there and it's been busy, which is nice, but it's also like, they're like, immediately just like, all right, cool, here's this in your arm, here's this IV, here, we're doing all this, and let's walk right back here. And I'm like, oh, this is, like, very overwhelming. There's no, like, break points and everything.
Yeah, no chance to digest it.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, we're going to stick this stuff through you. You might pee yourself, might not, who knows, haha. And I'm like, that's not funny, because I don't want to pee myself, and I don't bring a change of pants.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, so, you know, it's going to shoot you in and out of this thing, and then they immediately, like, it's like the people from the CTA coming on the thing to make an announcement where it's like, you know, like, don't breathe, don't do this. And I'm like,
oh, yeah, when you're in the apparatus.
And I'm like, what the hell? Because they didn't tell me a robot was going to start yelling at me.
Yeah.
Jam me in and out of this hole for a little while. Yeah. And then they're like, all right, go back, and then we'll just bring your results in. And then they left me in there for a while. So now I'm really spinning out. Because they also, like I said, they laid me down. And as soon as I went to lay down, I said, I have to be, like, laid down. And they're like, yeah, I'm like, that's, like, my main thing.
That's
right
what
now.
Makes it
you
worse.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm in there just going through it, dude. You know what I mean? Like, the whole room's spinning, and I'm like, I'm just gonna let this happen. I don't think you die from being dizzy, so
just power
they seem
through.
To be okay
yeah.
with it. I get up, I get back to the room, and then I wait a while to figure out what it is. Luckily, it's nothing. And it's actually kind of nice to know now that, like, they took all my vitals, they checked a bunch of stuff, I've had my full head examined, and I'm all good. I don't have anything going on. Nothing's no block. They were worried there was a blockage in the back, because they couldn't figure out why it would be up and down, but not.
Yeah.
Because normally, if you have, like, an infection, which is ultimately what this is, it would kind of get all sides, so it'd kind of be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the negative. There's a worse version of an infection where there'd be a bunch of other symptoms, and I don't have any other symptoms. It's literally just that.
Yep.
And then any lingering cold cough or whatever I have left over, because it's a little junk left over. But they think it's just the infection. And this, whatever this sickness is that I got, that we all got, this is like, I've had every different symptom under the sun, and it, like, each week is a new thing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
So this is, like, the symptom this week, which I thought I was done, but I'm obviously not. So I have, like, an infection in my, some kind of ear canal that affects the fluid that is up and down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they reset my crystals. That wasn't it. So it's like a whole, and I just have to work through it. I will say today I am, like, 75% better than I was on Thursday.
Yeah. Still not a hundo though, huh?
Still a little wobbly, but not bad. I think some of it's, I'm in my own head still, because it's like a very disorienting thing. Because the other thing is, once you start feeling a little bit better, you forget about it, because you just kind of start, you know what I mean? And then you'll go to do something.
And then it hits you, and you're like, oh, I thought I was through this. Or Yeah.
So I'm definitely feeling much better. I think that by, like, midweek, I should be totally fine, because they said it just needs to work itself out at this point. There's not really much else you can do. I'm going to go to an ear, nose, and throat, but it's going to take forever, because it takes forever to get into one. So if you're still considering, you might as well set up the appointment now, because it's not going to be – mine's not
– I set up a request for an appointment. I send my email
April,
in and
– So I got to wait.
April.
Yeah. So we'll see. But I'm still going to go and just have it checked out. But I'm mostly going to go because I want them to professionally clean out my ears more than anything else in the world. Yeah. So if I'm already going to go and get this checked out, I'm going to see if they'll also – want is, you ever seen online where there's, like, this system where they hook up to your ears – and then it's like a wash, like, spins out, and then so much stuff comes out. I want to see if they have that. I don't know where you go to get that, but I want that.
I'm with you. I would love to one to have my shit clean, but I also want to know about why.
Well,
you've got
a legitimate thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, this is apparently just going to go away, and it's, like, normally something that affects much older people, but not this time. Affected me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm glad you're okay, buddy. It was a little worrysome. I was like, I don't know. No, I mean, everybody's like, hey, are they coming? I was like, I don't know. Chris goes, am I good to call Timbo? And I said, let's just not.
Well, because I thought I was having, when I texted you, I was like, look, I'll just be transparent with you. I've known you a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm having a panic attack or an anxiety attack. So I was like, don't make it a big thing. There's no reason to, you know what I mean? I'm fine. It's just going through something.
Yeah.
But it obviously wasn't that. So I don't know. It's fine.
Yeah.
But it's like, it was like an annoying thing to deal with. And
well,
obviously very stressful.
On the note of breathing and getting better and this and that, we have a special guest tomorrow, as well as a package arriving for us tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So, if you're listening to this, we have a buddy of ours coming on, and you know him from the Discord, but we'll leave it at that. We have a bunch of
like interesting and good guests, like kind of outside of what we normally do and stuff, coming in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
That we've booked, and we just need to like edit and then obviously sorry about Thursday pod. That was on me.
So that's the reason the pod didn't come out. So this
sorry.
We're recording this on Monday, it comes out tomorrow Tuesday. So when you hear this
So we'll start having it's like the next three guests are killers, and then we got some other things that we're waiting that are big guests too. So
yep, and we really are trying to be better about the scheduling.
Yeah.
It just gets on top of us.
Yeah, it's hard.
We don't have a massive team here, and a lot of the time it all happens at once, and we have to get on top of it. So
we're already like running low on time. Why don't you tell them what's new in this week?
Things that will be hitting the website will be Eastlog. Eastlog will be hitting the website. That is our first season. They're from Korea. It's dope. If you like EG, you'll like Eastlog. Peep that. Pretty big collection for our first collection, first season rather, and it is all here except for a couple of pieces. We have Camille Fortune's going online. Is that already online?
That's online, yeah.
Camille is already online. We have a new brand, Bardo. If you remember the pod, we had the Kyles on from Bardo.
Yeah, we'll
they dropped this off on Friday, dropped off the product. Graham is shooting it today. We'll get that online as well. I know some of the Discord people were excited about that. That shit rules. It's really sick to think manufactured right here in Denver. He brought the boxes by. All fits cool. I threw on a couple pieces on Friday. I think I might shoot that. So excited to kind of style that out and see. We received a shipment of engineered garments. We have work shirts, and we have painter pants. We have not had the painter pants from EG in a while. Last time, I believe, would have been spring-summer 19 or maybe spring-summer 20. Me and Coop both bought a pair of the – they were the patchwork painters. So they had cord, double cloth, ripstop, twill, herringbone. They were all patchworky. I ultimately did sell them. I think this season is much – this season's fit of the painter pant is much stronger, and I just bought a pair of green ripstop FA pants from our boy Aaron, and had I not done that, I would have copped the painter. So when the FAs come, I might also cop the painters in the green ripstop. I'm trying to think. I'm importing Story this afternoon. We're getting a restock of Libero.
You missed two huge ones. Big-ass Beams.
Oh, we got a massive Beams Plus and Harago, yep.
Yeah.
Beams Plus is shot. No, yeah, I think it's shot.
Throughout this week, you should
there's
see
a lot of
yeah,
stuff.
You should,
yeah,
you should see it. So just keep just yeah, we'll obviously plug it.
We had like a little bit of a
world.
We got stopped up shooting product due to some internal things that we were figuring out operations wise. So we got on top of it. Grambo shot a lot of product. He was here late Friday, and it should all be getting published and pushed this week. But,
yeah. But and we've got I think there was like a couple new shoes in there.
There's some MM6 that came. There's Marnie. There's some Hokas.
We just did the drop on Friday.
Have another one. Yep, another tour releasing this Friday. So we'll do that little 1-2 to the Patreon. We have something else happening, Brondo. We have warehouse sale.
Mm.
We're gonna do digital access to warehouse sale for Patreon members on Wednesday. So more details to come. But if you are listening to this on Tuesday, digital warehouse sale goes live tomorrow, Wednesday. It's only going to happen through Patreon.
We're thinking it might get moved up.
Might get moved up?
Might do it Tuesday.
Is that what we're going to talk about after this meeting?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I haven't decided yet. Tuesday or Wednesday?
As far as I'm concerned, we can run it whenever. No, so, yeah. But anyway, that's happening this week. If you're not part of the Patreon, we're doing a lot of shit with it. I think you're going to find, especially if you're already in there, it kind of pays for itself if you order once every couple of offers. You know what I mean? You make your
you
money back.
You could have made your money back already
tenfold.
If you wanted to.
Yeah. So... Yeah. Yeah, hop into Patreon if you haven't already. Patreon.com/shopcanoeclub. What else, bro? CDG perfume is coming ish, but they don't really send us tracking. It just arrives when it comes. So
I mean, there's stuff, and then we're don't worry about it. You're gonna have a lot to dig through before the next round comes.
Yeah.
But I would say that there is another round coming right after that. It's just that time of year, so it'll be a lot of new stuff kind of all the time now.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's exciting. Anything else going on?
We're just busy, man.
Thanks for everyone that ordered merch. There's still a little bit left.
Oh, yeah, the merch got a lot of love. I'm wearing the Family Mart hat today. This has become my new identity hat, if you will, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. So it's just the hat that I wear every day.
Hey, I got a request for anyone listening that's listened to this far, so we're only going to get the heads now. Here's what I'm looking for. Let me describe what I'm looking for, and I cannot find. And you know that this is obviously what I've made my life around. Part of it's probably just me being lazy to a certain extent because I already have to do this for work. But I want like a brown linen shirt.
Yeah.
I want it to be a little bit boxy.
Okay.
I want the linen to be heavy, like butcher linen or something. So it can like, I can wear it a lot. You know what I mean? And it's not a problem. I cannot find this thing
Buddy,
that I've
I,
made
I,
up in my head.
I've got them for you already.
Go ahead.
Kenori or James Coward?
Can't find a Kenori one that's right.
Yeah?
I don't like the flat pockets. So if you, someone can find me a Kenori one that's not flat,
you don't
pockets,
like the pockets on the front.
I don't like the flap pockets.
Flap.
He does that flap pocket. I don't like that, especially in linen. It's going to get weird, and it just makes it look, look little titties. I can't do it. So I don't want that. But if they can find me one that doesn't have that, I'm still open to pockets. I just don't want that type of, like, you know, I'm talking about that flap, the inside.
I know what you're saying.
Thing.
Yeah.
I've looked there. James Coward, I probably should look harder at. That's kind of, that's expensive stuff, right?
Yeah. It's not cheap.
Yeah. I'm not really worried about price. I want one. I know what, and I know what it is
right
in
now,
my
baby.
Head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just need, I need it.
Yeah, I know what
but
you're
But I
saying.
Can't find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anyone, if
I mean,
Kenori
was the first thing I think of. I could think, I could think
I
of the shirt right now, but
I found like a flannel one that someone was selling used, but I also wasn't sure about sizing, and I wasn't sure if I wanted it to have a pattern or not, so I couldn't, I didn't settle on it. So.
I mean, you might, you could find something in that realm from Le Maire. Not from, we don't have that piece.
I looked a little bit because that was like an obvious one for me. And I just wasn't, I mean, that's the thing. Maybe I just haven't been looking hard enough.
Yeah.
But if someone knows one like off rip.
What spawned this thought for you?
I don't know.
Just kind
of. I've kind of sort of wanted this for a while. And I can't find one that like hits for me. You know, in you know the type of brown I'm looking for. It's like a chocolate brown. I want it to look nice. If I wear a black shoe with it, it still makes sense.
I feel you. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know
what
you're
looking for?
Yeah.
I think this is like a, it's like a summer look for me.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I just can't find. I know what it is in my head,
yeah.
But I don't know how to, like, I can't locate it.
Yeah.
So if anyone's got suggestions, you just ping me, and you know where to at me at True Religion Booty Man. You know how to get a hold of me.
True Religion Booty Man.
All right. Anything else?
I think we're good, man. We got a lot going on this week. Expect to hear from me in Discord quite a bit. And.
Like
yeah,
we got a pretty long
guys, drop us some
fucking
voice
too.
Messages. I don't know if people are afraid because we're
going
to like...
on, you soft asses?
Yeah,
wait,
what
dude,
the fuck?
Dude, give them a prompt. Give them a prompt. What's the prompt?
I did give them a prompt. It was just tell us either... fuck, I forget what the prompt was. I typed it out in the Patreon newsletter.
Maybe it's because it only went to Patreon.
Yeah, I'm going to redrop it.
Yeah, someone drop us a voice message. Come on, it'll be fun.
We've dropped it in Instagram and shit at this point, too. It's like, guys, messages. Just... yeah. I'll do it too. You're my dumbass. You
can both tell it's us because we both sound the same. All right. All right. Cool. Well, great pod coming Thursday too. Check that out. If you're not on Patreon, I would highly recommend, especially this week, jumping in there.
Yeah.
You know where to find us elsewhere. We got like if all those brands pique your interest, we've got walkthroughs coming out.
Yeah.
We got the if you like the podcast and again aren't on the Patreon, we just dropped the video podcast and it's a if you guys wanted Buck Wild, we gave it to you.
It's just
so. You know
really
what I mean? We're delivering on everything we said. So, anything else? Is that everything?
I think that's about it, bro.
All right. Well, wonderful. Well, I have to go talk to Margiela. I have to talk to Margiela himself.
Ooh, get Martin on the horn.
He's behind one of those like curtains, like he's a witness in witness protection.
Voice change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for an MM6 meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He comes out for just that. All right. Well, off to the races.
All right, buddy.